Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. As we have visited planet Earth, we will take this opportunity to discuss the many personalities of humans and the philosophies we assume as our own. My advisors and the elite passenger Lady Aries will analyze the causes of some of our thinking and behavior. Let us explore the many causes of our thoughts and behaviors. There are many traditional definitions of what constitutes a man. For this podcast, we will examine a man's strength, his ethics, morals, and character, of a man's ability to be the protector and provider and progenitor of our species. Now, according to most philosophies and definitions, the consummate man is a man that knows himself. They will nothing beyond their capacity, and they are not virtuous beyond their ability. Most of all, they demand nothing of themselves contrary to probability. This type of man have the power to hurt, but he won't. They do not do the things they most do show, who moving others are themselves as stone, unmoved, cold, and to temptation slow. They rightly do inherit heaven's graces and husband nature's riches from expense. They are the lords and owners of their faces, others but stewards of their excellence. The summer's flower is to the summer sweet, though to itself it only live and die. But if that flower with base infection meet the basest weed, I'll brave his dignity. For sweetest things can turn sour by their deeds. Lilies that fester smell far worse than weeds. Now let's look at some of the qualities that it takes to be this consummate man. And in each culture, it seems like it has a different dimension. And I'll say this in summing it all up. Look thy character, give thy thoughts no tongue, nor any unproportioned thought his act. Be thou familiar, but by no means vulgar. Those friends thou hast in their adoptions tried, grapple them to thine heart with hooks of steel. But do not dull thy palm with entertainment of each new hatched, unfledged friend, and beware of interest into a quarrel, but being in it, may them beware of thee. Give every man thine ear, but few thy books. Take each man's censor, but reserve thy judgment. Costly your habits as your pockets can buy, but not expressed in fancy rich, but not gaudy. For their apparel often proclaims the man. Neither a barber nor lender be, for the loan oftentimes loses both itself and the friend. And also borrowing dulls the hedge of husbandry. This above all, to thine own self be true, for it must follow as the day does tonight. You cannot be false to any man. The verse I just quoted came from Shakespeare, and I think it is the backbone of any man to have character. To give character gives you the unique distinction of being his own man, and when he's alone, he's in good company. These are some words of wisdom. When embraced, can be a salvation to overcoming some of the struggles that we confront during this experience of life.